Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, my name is Savannah Leo Jamison, and I'm from over at the Northeast Millerton Library.
Hi, I'm Margaret Hask, and I'm from the Cornwall, Connecticut Library.
Oh, we're here to talk about our most popular book of 2025.
Right, yes.
Did you have any surprises?
Actually, I hadn't thought about that, but I don't think I did have any surprises. I think this was pretty much what the kinds of things my patrons read. We stayed in the same lanes there. What about you? Did you have surprises?
I think I was surprised how popular Danielle Steele still is at this library.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess this particular one was better than some of her others. But other than that, it was all names we recognized. I was like, oh, yep, of course. That one was going out all the time.
Right. Yes. I didn't have any Danielle Steele on my list last year. They don't go out a whole lot here. We do have some Danielle Steele, but it's not one of our more popular books. We like a lot of mysteries here at at the Cornwall Library, and our most read book last year was by Louise Penny. It was The Grey Wolf. What about you? Did your patrons read The Grey Wolf much?
She's very popular here, harking back to our last conversation about Baker and Taylor, we had a little bit of trouble getting that book right away. So I think that suffered because of it, because normally she would be right on top too.
Yes, we had trouble getting, because of the Baker and Taylor trouble, we had trouble getting The Black Wolf, which was on back order there. So I had to, you know, reorder it from another source to get it.
Oh, okay. So it was the first one in the series. I'm forgetting their titles.
Yeah. Well, The Black Wolf came after The Grey Wolf, I think.
Yeah.
So, and then in other sort of non-surprises, Neil Williams continues to be really strong at the Cornwall Library. I think I mentioned him before. He's an Irish writer. And then another Irish writer who I'm sure everybody's heard of, Claire Keegan, her book, Foster, was also, well, it's the third most circulated book at the Cornwall Library.
Oh. For us, our number one was Frederick Bachman, My Friend.
Right, yes.
Which, if you haven't read, or anyone, it's delightful. It's one of my favorite books by him.
You know, let's see, yes. It was our 48th book out of 50, yeah.
I think it helped that our book club did it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then it was very, very popular author year for us for some reason. Our next one was David Baldacci, Strangers in Time, which I was a little surprised to see because I don't remember seeing it going out that much. But he was number two for us. And then Wally Lamb, The River is Waiting. Wally Lamb is always very popular here, and he doesn't write that often, so it's always a treat when he has something new.
I'm looking to see if Wally Lamb was on our top 50 list. He wasn't on it, which surprises me. Baldacci was, but a different book. To Die For is the one that went out here quite a bit. But they always go out. We always you know, there's a set of writers who we don't even question because we know people are going to read it, so we always order their books.
Yeah, it's the same with us. It's like a lot of those authors that I was like, these are the people we always buy. No surprise they're doing well.
yes, no surprise. Like Ann Tyler did really well this year. Let's see who else did well. Well, Roxana Robinson, who lives here in Cornwall, her book did really well here, which is not surprising. And then the Richard Osman series, The Thursday Murder Club, that's been a very popular series as well.
That's a popular series here, too. Didn't make our top 10, which is always, I'm always surprised because I talk that one up a lot. It's one of my favorites.
One did. We Solve Murders made our top list. Oh. Yeah, which was not one of the, you know, first ones, but there it is.
Yeah. We also had our, for honorable mention, to Freda McFadden.
Oh, I know. I don't know how she must be on our list. I don't see her, but yes, yeah, she didn't make it on our list, but she certainly has a following here. They've started publishing her books in hardcover now, I guess. I guess that means something, because yeah, they used to always be paperbacks only.
Well, let's see. I also was surprised to see Robert Krauss, or I believe I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. It's a mystery writer, and The Big Empty, which came out probably mid-year, over the summer, I think.
Yeah, that was on our list. That was 21 out of 50.
Yeah,
that was a big one.
And James Patterson always surprises me.
Yeah.
It was him and Daniel Steele that kind of don't usually crack our like top 10.
Mm-hmm.
But they're always very popular, so that we're always picking them up. But Texas Murders did very well this year.
Well, James Patterson, he just takes up a lot of room on our shelves, and people love his books. They go out a lot, and it's. I mean, we just have to accept that. Even though it feels like it's a book a month, you know, but it's not really that many. I know, but it's a lot of Pattersons, and we just keep buying them, and they keep going out. Did you have any nonfictions that were in your top list?
I'm not seeing any on here. It would have to be probably pretty far down. How about you?
We had, we had a couple of bios, if I can find them. And then Careless People. That's not a bio, obviously, but Careless People did well here, yeah, about Facebook. And then of the bios, Moon Unit Zappa bio.
Oh, really?
Did well in Cornwall. She lives in Cornwall part-time, uh-huh, so I think that was of interest to people. And then I'm looking to see if we had any other bios. I thought we had one other.
We actually, now that you mention it, locally we had an author, Julian Strauss, write a bio this year, and that did well. It didn't crack our top list, but biographies aren't hugely popular at our library, but because He lives. His farm is between here and Amenia.
Yeah, they're fun. We do okay on bios. They're not great, but we do okay on bios. And then we also had an unusual book, which I know a lot of people are talking about now, Raising Hair.
Yep.
Did that do well at your library?
That did well. Yes. I think that was a little affected for us as well. From Baker and Taylor. I remember having a hard time getting it, and we had to run down to Oblong and grab it real quick.
Yeah, it seems to me I had trouble getting it, too. I'd forgotten that. But we did finally wind up with, I think, two copies of it, and it went out well, and I know some of the local book groups read that one, which always, mm-hmm, helps circulation a lot. And that was an interesting book. That was a different kind of story.
We also had Jojo Moyes, We All Live Here. She's rounding out our top 10. I haven't gotten a chance to read this one, but our book club usually reads all of her books as they come out, you know, within a couple of months or so. And they're just, you know, they're high drama, kind of, but like they're never that too dark. They're always just very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. We always buy Jojo Moyes, and, but, she did not make the top list this year.
Oh.
Yeah. We have Liz Moore on the top list, The God of the Woods, which was a novel, which is surprising because that's over 500 pages. So normally that just puts people off. It's just too long a book to have to read. But it made the list.
Yeah, I was surprised that it didn't make our list, because that was one of the ones that people were definitely talking about, especially since it's set, not locally, but it's not that far away. It's in the Hudson Valley for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it was really long, so
yeah.
My book group is going to going to be reading it, and we've decided we're going to give ourselves 2 months to read that one because it's, as I said, over 500 pages, which is a lot to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And then another book that did well for us was Absolution by Alice McDermott.
Cool.
Did that do well at your library?
I don't think it did. I'm not seeing it on my list at all.
We do have a following for Alice McDermott, and mm-hmm. this one, because it was set in Vietnam during the Vietnam War, so it came out just when the women came out, which was, you know, a huge book. And because it was also about Vietnam, it kind of, I think it interested people, although it was a different setting. So the women was about people on the front lines, and Absolution was about women who were married to men who were in the, like, hierarchy of the American occupation or whatever war in Vietnam. So it was a different kind of story, but it was very interesting.
Vietnam has always been one of those topics that didn't seem like there was many fiction books about.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that all of a sudden now there's starting to be more interest.
That is interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
I wonder what changed in our zeitgeist that has started all that again.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a sense of that. So I'm looking. There's nothing else here that's really so surprising or interesting. Laura Lippman always does well here. Geraldine Brooks always does well here. John Grisham, we haven't mentioned. He always does well. Joe Nesbo always does well here.
I feel like it was a year of probably reading what people are comfortable with, like familiar authors, and you know, looking for that comfort of a story that they kind of already know, even though it's a new one.
Yes. Like John Banville, he always goes out, and he went out a lot. He was one of our top circulating books.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So. So that's about what happened this year in terms of all that. So we're starting a new year now. Do you have activities coming up?
Interesting month for programming, because usually we don't do a lot of programming in the winter months, only because it's so unreliable.
Yeah.
But we're trying something different this year. let's see. And we're doing a puzzle swap at the end of the month. I believe it is on the 26th. It's a Thursday, and it's Puzzle Appreciation Day. So you can come in the library. We're pulling out all the puzzles. We have a big stockpile of puzzles in the back where we're going to encourage people to take as many as you want. And we have a dream that we'll be able to, like, finish a puzzle in the day. So we'll see what happens. Do you have any interesting events coming up?
Let's see if we're doing anything. I'm looking at my calendar now. I think, you know, it's a little bit of a light month for us. So we did have the one author talk, and we have an art opening, and we're doing this digital safety thing and the book discussion. So that's pretty much it for January. Mm-hmm. And then in February, we're going to do we're having somebody in to talk about bears, how to live with bears, because they're here. And and then we're also doing an interesting thing that's new. Music Mountain asked us to collaborate on a program with them. So they're going to have a concert at the town hall for adults while we simultaneously have a concert at the library for children. So that should be interesting. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, well, I know you do a lot of music at your library, but we do very little here, and I'd like to see that increase.
Yeah, it definitely brings in a different audience into the library. We see some overlap, but it's definitely a different. You don't usually see the same people coming into the concerts that you would to the library. So it's kind of nice to see new faces.
It's very nice. Yeah, love seeing new faces in here.
It was lovely talking with you, and
we'll talk to you next month.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.